In Lent, we do all of the normal core things that we're supposed to be just having built into our life as Christians: prayer, fasting, works of mercy. Those are not things we only do during Lent. We should be really worried if those things only happen during Lent. But Lent is a time to get back to the basics. And so all of these weeks of Lent up until this point, the church has been using the scripture readings to give us a new opportunity through the Lord's words to get back to that core stuff. What is the fasting that pleases the Lord? What do works of mercy look like? What does it look like to really love the Lord and to love our neighbor? So we're still in that point in Lent yet. We've not yet gotten to the point where our focus begins to shift to the passion of the Lord. St. Paul, writing to the Romans, says, "The one who loves has fulfilled the law." And he says, whatever commandments that there might be, they are all summed up in this saying, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Love, Paul says, is the fulfillment of the law. So Jesus can say, "I haven't come to abolish the law." The law is not an end in itself. It's meant to teach us how to love. And so Jesus can say rightly, "I didn't come to abolish that. I came to fulfill it." And it's important and it's good for us to remember when we hear references to the law, especially during the season of Lent, it should stir up in us that reminder of the big picture, that the law is meant to teach us how to love, even in the Old Testament law, but then perfectly in the new commandment, the new law that is given to us from the Lord. So when we think about it that way, then look at the last line in the gospel. This might be a good thing to take into the day. Understanding that the commandments and the law are all aimed at teaching us how to love God and love our neighbor, Jesus says, "Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So that is, whoever loves and teaches others to love will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And it's that second half of it that we want to pay attention to. Jesus says, it's not enough for you to fulfill it yourself, but I'm also asking you to teach other people how to fulfill it. So the one who loves and teaches others to love will be called the greatest in the kingdom. So that puts a little bit of an extra kind of a burden on us, doesn't it? Because we go through the day not only trying to fulfill it, but also being mindful, what kind of witness am I bearing to what it means to love God and to love neighbor? That's why when you go to confession, it's so important that we look not only at our sins of commission, the sins we've done, but also, and sometimes for some, even more importantly, the sins of omission. What are the ways that I have failed to love? And there's an awful lot there that they can keep getting us down into the heart and the core of what these special days of Lent are all about.